pray to Him.
תפילת החברים. בורא יקר,
Prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, our gratitude to you fills our hearts for all the opportunities you give us with your mercy and love. Help us be strong and say that we are standing in front of your palace with a request to receive our half shekel and enter the king's house. Help us reveal all the corruptions, and that we will not be deprived of hope of correcting them with the help of your upper mercies. Strengthen the ties between us and spread your tent over the whole world, so that you may dwell among us, and that in the connection between us we will give you contentment.
שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא יום הכיפורים.
We're in the lesson in the topic of Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, beginning with item 11. You can find the study material on our website, kabbalahgroup.info, or on the Arvut system. You can also send questions live during the lesson. Rav, please.
Yes, we're continuing with our excerpts. In order to prepare ourselves for this matter that is called Yom Kippur, it's called the atonement of the sins, when we recognize more and more what we have inside of us as a result of the revelation of the evil inclination, our ego, and how we can cope with it, in order to ask of the Creator that He will replace it for us with a good inclination. And then according to that, we will begin to rise on the degrees of the ladder in equivalence of form with the Creator. So let's see what he writes about it, especially Rabash writes about it. 11.
Excerpt 11, Rabash. A person causing through his sin the descent of Kedusha into the Klipa, the holiness into the shell. It follows that this is regarded as causing at the root of his soul separation between the Creator and the Shekhinah. This means that Malchut is not an equivalence of form with Zeranpin. Zeranpin is called the giver, the creator, and Malchut is the receiver, the opposite of the giver. That is, all the sins come only from a person wanting to satisfy his will to receive for himself. it follows that he causes separation above, at the root of his soul, which is in Malchut.
End.
Да, дорогой Раб, так а вот это прегрешение в Малхут, оно преодолевает намерением.
So this sin of Malchut, by what is it overcome? By intention?
Only by prayer. When we ask that Malchut will rise to the degree of Zeranpin or Bina. It doesn't matter how you call it. And then there will be a connection between them. There will be an equivalence of form. We want that Malchut will receive the same qualities, even though it is a will to receive, like the giver, the bestower, like the creator, like Bina, like Zeranpin. And this is actually our entire request, our whole hope.
PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What is the descent of Kedusha into the Klipa, holiness into the shell?
That same light that was shining in the will to bestow enters the will to receive and makes it stronger. And then the will to receive becomes a klipa, a shell, because it enjoys this light that should have served the will to bestow, and it enjoys the fact that it is now in the will to receive.
Thank you, Rav. Maybe a little bit childish question, but since it is written in all the texts, shouldn't it be all the mistakes and all the failures and all the success? We have to go through them, because if it wasn't written, it wouldn't be written. You understand what I mean? That we have to go through all of these stages to come to the right intention, finally. Thank you.
Yes. We learned about it a long time ago already, that this is how it is, precisely.
Dudi.
Please. Yesterday, we spoke a lot about this, that all the sins, this sin is from this, that the person doesn't ascribe everything to the Creator. And now here it's written about this, that one wants to receive for himself. Is that the same?
Now, there are a few kinds of sins. The fact that the person doesn't ascribe everything to the Creator, this is one sin. And the fact that he is, in general, in the will to receive for himself, that's another one. And there are all kinds of other sins, many sins. You have 613 sins that you have to correct. Altogether, they're all corrected through the influence of their reforming light.
But is there a different type of focus in the work? Now that I want to ascribe all my states to the Creator, compared to an effort and intention to change the intention from thinking about myself to about the friends.
Yes, that is true. We need to ascribe all the sins to men, that he mostly not that he has all the sins within him, because the Creator imprinted them in him. The sin is that he doesn't ask. Why didn't you ask? This is actually the sin, our primary sin. So what we need is to connect between us and to offer a prayer in public or our collective general prayer. And then certainly by that we will emerge from the exile to redemption, from in order to receive to in order to bestow. This is the primary sin that we are not asking. Okay, let's go. Let's continue onwards.
Excerpt 12, Rabash. Man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help. Had he asked for help, he would certainly get help from the Creator. But if a person says that he asked for help and the Creator did not help him, to this comes the answer that a person should believe that the Creator hears the prayers. As it is written, for you hear the prayer of every mouth, that if he truly believed, his prayer would be complete. And the Creator hears a complete prayer, meaning when a person yearns with all his heart that the Creator will help him.
Yes.
¿Cómo puedo anhelar con todo mi corazón que el Creador ayude a mis amigos antes que a mí?
How can I yearn with all my heart that the Creator will help my friends more than myself?
This is already a higher degree than just asking of the Creator. If you ask for the friends, that they will be for you, that is already a very advanced prayer. And certainly for such a prayer, you will receive an answer. How do you do it? Think about it more. Believe that this is actually what the Creator wants to hear. And in that, you already, even during the prayer, you rise above your will to receive to a will to bestow. And already the Creator can give you an answer from that second degree that you want that the friends will be before you and you will be after them, and that you are asking the Creator for that and not for yourself. And then the Creator begins to value you, to appreciate you like a bestower, a giver, like himself. And then by that, he already gives you the force of bestow. What you're saying is truly something great. If you can even potentially, not in your desire doesn't depend on us. Desire is what we get from above. But if you can even in potential to ask the Creator that you will have that, this is truly something great. So keep going and for sure you will succeed.
Regarding the excerpt we just read, is what's written here correct? Is it correct to understand that every expectation is already a sin?
Well, not exactly. A person should reach a state where the fact that he is praying, this already fills him, so much so that he doesn't need a response. That if I have a connection with the Creator, I pray to him, and I elevate my heart to him, and my whole soul, and all of my hopes, my lacks, everything that I have, I give it to him, then I don't need any response. This already fills me. But we will reach that. Where we are lying to ourselves and what we should really expect a response for.
Tbilisi.
Yes.
What do we need to do in order that this faith shall rise higher?
In order to elevate the faith that the Creator is hearing us, I need to hear that from the friends.
Rav, liebes Weltli, ein Freund stellt die Frage, kann ich den Zehner in der Gruppe bitten, ein Gebet für meine Sünden zu erheben, wenn ich vor Scham nicht dem Schöpfer, wenn ich mich nicht an den Schöpfer wenden kann?
Can I raise a prayer for a friend in the ten? If out of shame I cannot relate to the Creator?
Again.
Kann ich den Zehner bitten, ein Gebet für meine Sünden zu erheben, wenn ich mich vor Scham nicht an den Schöpfer wende?
To pray for my sins if I cannot turn to the Creator out of shame.
Lo.
Nope.
Lo. Anachnu.
No. We actually pray for everyone. We in the ten want to collect all the prayers, all the requests, all of our relations to the Creator, and bring them to one connection, to one bouquet, and that to serve to the Creator. And the Creator would know already how to connect us together and arrange each and every one so that we will complete each other and we will be as a partsuf of 10 complete spherot. This is what happens to us as a result of our prayer.
Anularse ante los amigos es tener fe en el Creador.
A friend asks, to annul before the friends, meaning that I have faith in the Creator?
That too, certainly. That out of the fact that you believe that the Creator wants you to annul before the friends, then you annul before them. This already indicates that you have faith in the Creator. Yes. Therefore, through annulment before the friends, we reach nearing, you can say, annulment before the Creator, because the Creator, all in all, does not exist. But by us connecting, we establish this concept. As it is written, you have built me, you have made me. We make this concept called Bo'ue, come and see. If you connect, then you attain the connection. And it is called Creator. But we make him and we work opposite him, meaning the united society, it becomes in its wholeness as the Creator. It is like
antenna.
It's like an antenna.
It
receives
bestowal
from a higher degree that we cannot feel it, but the ten, when it is connected, it receives this special force that exists above us, but it is unattainable. And we attain it in the ten, which is like a radar. It's like a dish that receives this higher quality, higher than us. That without it, without the society, we won't be able to reach the revelation of the Creator. But only through us connecting in a specific way between us, we then establish, we turn, we tune our common desire, this dish. We aim it in such a way that we are able to receive, to capture within our common desires. What does it mean? Come and see, Bore, Creator. But he himself exists above it, and we do not discover him. We cannot discover him. But only inside of us, connecting between us and intending towards him. Just like in a radar or in this satellite dish, a dish where we receive waves, we can only receive whatever enters into the dish and not whatever happens in the object that is broadcasting or radiating. And so there is nothing more important than the connection between us, and from the connection between us we reach a connection with the Creator.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот в последнее время у меня появилось такое желание.
Good morning, Raf. Lately, there appears in me a certain desire to raise the friends to such an extent that through them I will be able to receive, as Rabash writes, make yourself a Rav. Is that a correct desire?
As much as you will turn around with yourself, eventually you have to feel that you are not reaching a connection with the Creator, and you truly lack, in the end, to connect with the friends, and only through them you will be able to come out to a connection with Him, with the Creator. And therefore it's very nice that you feel that.
Rav, to
be more precise, to desire to raise the friends, how can I say this? Like to receive Torah through them?
Yes, this is what it means, that you are going to connect with the Creator, that through the 10, you as the last one, as Rabash writes, that you feel to think about yourself as the last one, as Malchut, so through them, as through the first 9, you will receive from the Creator His address to you.
What does a person need to do if he already sees his sin? He wants to turn to the Creator, and he's not capable. What do you do when you're not capable?
If you can't, then you don't do it. This is clear. But rather, you have to become incorporated with the friends in order to raise your sensitivity.
In Africa, in order to pray, we need to first connect in the lev, in the heart of the 10 as one man. How do we feel this? How do we do this?
They try to feel themselves as close to each other, that they're in one state, directed towards a single goal, and that they have to go through a single process. And in this way, out of this point, to ask.
Last question from USA West 2. We understood that faith is a condition to reach prayer. What's the significance of such a sensation as a condition for the prayer?
I become incorporated in the friends so much so that I feel that inside our connection we can receive a message from the Creator. And when I feel this message, then I will want, together with the friends, to answer it. And out of that, we can rise to truly to contact with the Creator.
How to be fully pacified in front of friends? Should I ask the Creator of this? Just when I do this, I see it collapse, which wears me out and reduces my strength. Will it always be like this?
כי אני מרגיש שכשאני פונה אל הבורא, זה מחליש אותי.
אתה צריך לפנות עם הבורא, עם החברים.
You need to turn to the Creator with the friends, together. Then it won't weaken you, but it will actually amplify your request.
שאתה פונה
כנציג. That you turn as a representative of the entire ten, and you ask, even demand from the Creator that He will help the friends. You're praying for the friends, not for yourself. Then it turns out that you have power, because if it's for yourself, you don't have so much strength, because it could be an egoistic desire. But here, you're asking for the friends. I seek my brothers. And so you're truly demanding from the Creator, and He enjoys it. He immediately answers that, whatever you're asking for. So there's no problem here. If you raise to the Creator the yearnings of the friends, and you ask that He will answer them, and you are, as a representative of the group, that you are seemingly standing on the side, asking the Creator that you should answer them, then this is the most correct prayer. You're not asking for yourself. Okay. PT 35.
Thank you, Rav.
You said that we can together capture between us the upper force like in a plate. How do we improve our reception to be the correct one that we're really requesting from the Creator, but we need to advance forward?
When you, in your connection, you're asking and receiving and expecting to find the Creator, like a radar that is turning and searching for when it will be able to capture this wavelength, this wave that it wants. That it, likewise, in the connection between us, we need to detect this connection between us, how much this connection will be with the qualities of the Creator in mutual bestowal between us. And then when we are all in mutual bestowal, then for sure we're all directed towards the Creator. You saw a radar dish, right? The way that it turns and searches for the source of that ray that it wants to catch, to capture. So it's the same with us.
I want to continue, please, Rav. By scrutiny between us all the time, what are we missing to reach greater and greater connection between us and mutual intention and requesting this from the upper force?
Yes, we are asking for this reception, perception from the upper force, certainly. We ourselves don't know how to arrange it, but rather we want to change so that the Creator, He will change us such that all in all, we will be together like this dish, where we are all aimed towards the Creator in our qualities. And then each one changes according to that, how to be suitable for the friend, so that all together we're suitable for the Creator. And with such work, we reach a single soul, and we start to receive from Him into our dish, into our ten. We begin to receive from Him whatever He's sending. And then accordingly, we start to change ourselves in order to better, more correctly capture this ray of light, this beam of light that He's sending, and that a beam of light starts to change us, to turn us, to correct us. And this is how we reach a state where we begin to be connected with the Creator. And on all of the degrees that we establish ourselves more and more in our connection with the Creator, we more and more are aimed towards Him with a higher frequency, with a stronger connection.
Wir sind noch zwei Fragen, bitte. Einmal, wie machen wir ein
Tfila
vollständig?
How do we make a whole prayer in the ten? How do we complete this prayer in the ten?
A complete prayer in the ten, we can do it after we understand what all of us, all in all, want. Rabash writes about it in his articles, and therefore, in reading these articles, or even these excerpts that we are now reading, we need to be connected between us such that every excerpt will connect us to the Creator. Through that, we connect more and more in all kinds of different forms and manners. And this is how it happens until we begin to feel the source that is influencing us. Then we also begin to feel accordingly how we turn to that source. This is called to be connected with the Creator through direct light and reflected light. And this is how we build ourselves as a vessel. And afterwards, we discover within us, in the connection between us, Rishimot, records, operations, the entrance of the lights, the departure of the lights, the screen rising from degree to degree, everything that we study that is happening in a Partsuf, we will learn it on ourselves. Just like Bala Sulam learned it, and the Ari and all the Kabbalists that later wrote about it.
Turki 4.
Slicha.
Ken.
Slicha Rav, es steht geschrieben, wenn ein Mensch sich von ganzem Herzen danach sehnt, dass der Schöpfer ihm hilft, wird ein Gebet vollständig. Wie werden wir würdig,
sorry, Rav, it says,
zu spüren? Nur durch Leid oder auch anders?
It says that a person who turns to the Creator from the bottom of the heart, then his prayer is complete. How do we become worthy that our prayer will truly be worthy, suitable?
That we each annul before the friends, then we connect between us. To the extent that we can annul, as such we determine our degree of connection. And then out of this mutual degree of connection of ours, we turn to the Creator. And accordingly, the Creator can open himself up to us.
Zeu, Eleinu.
To us. And such we're in a mutual connection with him.
And this is how we attain the state called yearning.
Also, we open up our yearning, correct? Lack, yearning, prayer. And in this extent, we're capable of receiving the response.
Hello, Worldly. I have the following question, Rav. There are three states in our work. When internally we're disconnected, and there is a prayer that I will be worthy of the group, and there is the prayer for the friends, which is the highest, and we're all in different states, and as much as I understood it, when we're all in the same state, when we can all pray for all of us, that is the true prayer, even if it's only for a moment. How to continue it, to extend it?
In the beginning, maybe it's worthwhile to determine, to set set times, let's say every hour, two or three, however much time you have, whenever you have time. You reach, you come to prayer at least three times a day. You need to gather 5 minutes, let's say, each time, and to make an effort to come together to one request towards the Creator. in the morning, in the afternoon, and the evening. That's it. Try. It's very important. I don't just say it to you, I'm saying it to the whole world. Try to do this. Morning, afternoon, evening. You come together in one mutual request to the Creator. If you want, you can afterwards, after you determine this in your tents, to connect all of us in general in the whole world clear, and to make such a prayer. But that's later on. First, let's organize in our tents.
Can I ask? You said before that the most correct prayer is when you raise the yearnings of the friends to the Creator. You're standing as a representative on the side and asking for them, only for them.
Yes.
What kind of response do you expect in such a prayer?
That the Creator will answer what the friends are asking for.
But I don't know if he will answer or not. I'm expecting that he will simply fill them up, fulfill them.
I am the representative, the delegate, that pass all their lacks, what they want to request from the Creator, and I pass it to him. I connect it to him. I want to serve it to him, present it to him. I want the Creator to answer upon them. That's all my desire.
Exactly, that's my desire. So this is my satisfaction also, that I'm asking for them, or I'm also asking, waiting for a response also.
Also for the response, yes, that the Creator will answer them and they will feel it and advance to one degree forward. And that's me and each friend in the tent that are in this work. And then we receive a response from the Creator for everyone. I raise nine sefirot, the first nine sefirot to the Creator, and in them I receive an answer. And that's what actually fills my soul. Because what is my soul? The desires of the friends that rise and are received in the Creator.
Again, excerpt number 13. Had Israel not sinned, they would only have the book of Torah in them, etc. This means that by feeling that they were sinners, then they cried out to the Lord to save them. And any help is through the light of Torah. It follows that every sin that they felt and for which they asked for help always added the light of Torah from above. This means that the illumination increased for them by feeling that they had sins within them. Whereas one who does not feel a sin does not need the help of the Creator and naturally does not have proliferation in the Torah, as he does not need the Torah to help him.
Well, this is something very intense. Meaning, as much as a person feels that he is far from the Creator, to the extent that he feels that he is entirely in sins, then it's a sign that ultimately a greater upper light has been revealed to him and will correct him and raise him to a higher degree.
We have another question here. Rami, it's written that to the extent that we feel the sin, we get the Torah.
Right.
I like the reforms. Yes, and it's impossible to feel sins if we don't have this illumination that will shine on us. Just like in a dark room, you cannot see the dirt.
No.
So, well, that the Creator is doing. What are you asking me? If he illuminates on a person, and a person feels a gap between the good and bad in him, then he becomes familiar that he's in a sin. But if the Creator does not illuminate upon him, he doesn't feel he's in sin. It all depends only to what extent we do all sorts of actions so that our sins can be revealed. We get closer to the friends. We do all sorts of things together, what's necessary.
How to reach the urgency to receive the light of Torah?
Only by the society. There is no other chance. What for?
Baron.
I didn't quite understand it properly. Should I ask for the correction of my sins or the entire ten?
You need to request also for the ten and also for yourself within the ten. What does it mean within the ten? Because you have no more sins rather than those that don't let you connect with the ten. All the rest is not considered a sin.
No sentir el pecado.
Question by friend.
Y hay una segunda pregunta también.
Not to feel the sin. Is that a lack of light? Another friend is also asking the same question.
Not
to feel the sin is the lack of light. It's the lack of person. The sensitivity in a person. Yes. Meaning if a person isn't sufficiently sensitive to the friends, then he will not be able to feel the lacks.
Sí, tengo. Tenemos una segunda pregunta.
Sí. Another question, with your permission,
sobre
to continue what you said.
Los amigos, que esos son realmente los pecados.
About the connection with the friends. Is that the way to discover, if this is the way to discover the sins, then in the 10, do we need to share the disputes that we have and the barriers towards connection? Should we speak about it openly with the friends? And in this way to raise a prayer?
We want not to scrutinize in what we're in right now, what state we're in now, how much we have complaints towards one another in the ten. Because in this we will not complete anything. We are requesting only on connection that the Creator illuminates in His light, then love covers all transgressions, connection, and we connect. And all the conflicts and problems that we had with one another, it all disappeared. Because it all comes from the will to receive. That we decay, we put it down, and then we don't feel it.
Tel Aviv 3.
All right, Tel Aviv 3.
How do I pray for the sins that I see in the friends without disqualifying the friends?
You're
not thinking about to cancel them or not. You're thinking about how to rise above them. Yes, you're in gladness to reveal the sins because then you can rise above them and love the friends.
Why does the Creator constantly show me the sins of the friends? What does He want from me?
Creator wants that despite the sins, you'll want to connect with the friends to be above all the sins.
But why? Why is this my correction? What's in this that it's always the same work? I see sins again and again.
But each time the sins are different. And each time your ascent above them is also different each time.
What is the correction, my correction in that?
That you will rise to a higher degree above the coarseness that's revealed.
Is this considered bestow? Am I rising to bestow in this way?
Yes, you want that everyone will be connected. Think about it. And you'll see that it's correct.
Okay.
PT
35.
Actually, the Creator is letting me feel my sin in that He is letting me feel my attitude to the friends each time and through the friends to Him.
Of course, these are the sins. Where else are the sins if not in the relations between you and the friends and between everyone and the Creator?
I should say thank you very much for letting me feel these sins.
Correct, of course. But you see that there are those who don't understand why it's revealed to us. Everything that's revealed between the friends is precisely those same things we need to correct on the direction, on the path to the end of correction. That's called the correction of the Shekhinah.
Internet.
Mark 4, what are the signs that show a person that he's in a sin?
That he still has complaints to the Creator and to the friends.
From Siberia, when a person is full of different sins and he doesn't know where to begin or to ask for which sins should I start asking for correction?
Only on connection between him and the friends. Nothing on all the rest. All the rest will be solved by this, that he's requesting peace and connection in the ten.
Last question from Africa. Let's state we're in the morning lesson, we're together with everyone, and we're the closest to the state of connection and unity. Is this the reason why in the morning lesson it's the closest to a complete prayer?
Yes, the morning lesson is the most suitable for the whole prayer. Succeed. Africa, succeed. Turkey 3.
Thank you, a question from my friend. There are many desires that come throughout the day. How can I use them in the direction for connection?
You aim all these desires to connection, and it doesn't matter so much what these desires may be, as long as they're connected and aimed towards connection.
Excerpt number 14, Rabash writes, it is written, who heals the brokenhearted. We should understand, what does it mean that the Creator heals the brokenhearted? The thing is that it is known that the essence of men is the heart. As the sages said, the merciful one wants the heart. The heart is the kli that receives the kedusha from above. It is, as we learn about the breaking of the vessels, that if the vessel is broken, everything you put in it will spill out. Likewise, if the heart is broken, meaning the will to receive controls the heart, the abundance cannot enter there.
because everything that the will to receive receives will all go to the klipot, the shells. This is called the breaking of the heart.
Да, скажите, а сердце тут имеется в виду наше общее сердце, судя по отрывку?
The heart, it means our common heart in this excerpt, not my individual heart, but a common heart that can receive kedusha.
Еще вопрос.
Yes.
Вот что значит, что
Another question.
Клипот, значит, свет?
What does it mean that it falls to the shells, the light? It cannot enter because it falls, it goes to the shells. And what can we do so it doesn't fall to the shells?
You shall not identify with the shells, with the will to receive and the intention to receive. And then the light won't fall into there.
No. כוונות על מנת לקבל לעצמו.
Intentions to receive for oneself, what there is in a person, if he thinks about them, it's called that the light goes from above and enters into the klipot, into the shelves. Ashkelon 3.
תודה רב. Rav. A broken heart. It's in order for there to be a broken heart, first we have to build a heart. So, if I don't feel that the 10 has a heart, how will I feel a broken heart?
You'll make an effort to be with your friends in one heart, one desire, one goal. Make an effort.
That
you need to have one goal. Rather, everyone wants to reach. Of course, we need to reach there by this only that we connect. And then you have sufficient forces and connection of desires that you can then see the reach the goal. By this that you connect between you and see that you're not capable, then you have prayer. By this that you turn to the Creator with prayer to help you be connected, then you connect to the Creator. You feel how much without Him you cannot be in one heart. And all that operates such to bring you to one connection. One connection. That all of you together and the Creator with you together, together in the final goal.
Ken?
Yes.
Ken, Tuna.
Volga.
Volga.
Даров, вот вы сказали, чтобы святость не упала в клипот.
Well, you said that in order for the kedusha, holiness, not to fall into the shells, we must not identify with the will to receive in order to receive. What does it mean exactly that I don't identify with it?
You don't want to have such desires for yourself. Rather, all the desires should be like the Creator. Only to bestow out to outside of you, yourself. For all the world, all of reality, all the friends, the whole world. And through them to the Creator. Dudi, what's next?
15?
Yeah, let's do it. We'll reach prayer.
15, Rabash. If his prayer is not constantly on his lips, it means that he does not have the real faith.
That he's not all the time in prayer.
That the Creator can help him, and that the Creator hears everyone who asks of him, and that the small and great are equal before him. Meaning that he answers everyone. It follows that the prayer is incomplete. This is why he should ask forgiveness for his sins, for not asking for the required help from the Creator. And although There are other answers in the literal, but in the work, when a person wants to walk on the path of bestowal and not by way of reception, the sin is mainly the person did not ask the Creator to help him overcome or defeat the evil. For this, he asks forgiveness, and from here on, he will ask for help.
Let's read again, dude.
Again, 15, Rabash writes, if his prayer is not constantly on his lips, it means that he does not have the real faith that the Creator can help him.
That a person is all the time in prayer and plea to the Creator in speech with him, speaking to him.
And that the Creator hears everyone who asks of him. And that the small and great are equal before him. Meaning that he answers everyone. It follows that the prayer is incomplete. This is why he should ask forgiveness for his sins, for not asking for the required help from the Creator. And although there are other answers in the literal, however, in the work, when a person wants to walk on a path of bestowal and not by way of reception, the sin is mainly that a person did not ask the Creator to help him defeat the evil. For this, he asks
if I may, I'll try and ask for the last time. Let's say I entered a desire that distances me from the friends. So the correction on that desire, what is it? What would it be?
You got into a desire that pushes you away from the friends. You want to change this desire, so it won't push you away from the friends. So you need to take different actions that will affect the desire.
Actions in the tent have to come back to coming closer to the friends and...
Yeah, usually that's how it is, of course. What actions can you do outside of the ten in order to change in relation to the friends, in relation to the ten?
So the correction on that desire will only be by me coming closer to the friends?
Of course, yeah. That's all there is. From all of these questions, what I feel is that you're not working with each other. You're not working amongst yourselves. That you're not concerned with how to change the relations between you. To change, to come closer, to connect. That it's all like, there is some kind of connection, but it's technical, technological, it's a verbal connection. But the connection isn't between the desires. And therefore you don't have any plea to the Creator yet, any, you don't accuse the Creator of anything yet. This is called the prayer of many, that you all pray as one. Write it down, because this is the prayer that is accepted by the Creator.
So how do we start from a technical connection to desires?
Only by delving deeper into thought and working on your connection. That each needs to give the other an example. Act out towards the other that you have love of friends, so that the other friend will become envious and will also want it. And then it will affect the friend that started it.
And that's what will awaken us to prayer?
It will awaken us towards prayer and correction. Without that, we will never come closer to spirituality. We'll never enter spirituality.
My question is about excerpt 15, the first sentence, where it says, but if his prayer is not constantly on his lips, it means that he does not have the real faith that the Creator can help him, etc. My question is it not dependent on a person's deficiency, on whether they're constantly in prayer?
Yeah, but in order for a person to have a constant deficiency, he needs to be connected to the group. Otherwise, where will he get that deficiency from?
We're asking to connect the many into one. Should there be a prayer about changing the intention separately, or is that already included in the prayer of...
It is one prayer.
From Chile 1, is the pleasure of sinning, does it come from the intention to sin, or from the action of it itself?
Especially from the thought. All sins are in thought. And what happens later in practice isn't that important. It's already a result. For it to dwell in us.
From Peter. When friendly love is harmed between friends, so the body builds a wall between the hearts, what should be the right prayer? Because the ego conceals the true reason, and how to cheat your ego that it'll let you hear the answer from the Creator.
We have to cancel the partitions between us, between our hearts, and to ask for that.
Allah.
From Moscow, can we say that love between us is like an antenna that can perceive the Creator?
No,
I
can say that.
From Sharon 5, does excerpt 15 mean to get our prayer more focused towards Him, in a way that He can help us?
Yeah, we can ask for the Creator to correct our prayer, that He'll accept it and change us, correct us.
Shamati 86, I heard that if man is insensitive enough to the friends, so he can't feel their deficiencies. Without the sensitivity toward the friends, how can we develop it?
These are exercises. Try to nonetheless connect with one another as much as you can, as much as possible. I have nothing to add to that.
Targilim.
It's really exercise.
From West 2. Is prayer for the friend kind of annulment or bestowal?
Prayer for the friend is bestowal? Bestowing to the friend, bestowing to the Creator, bestowing to oneself, actually, that by that I correct my vessel too.
Mm-hmm.
West to, in what is a broken heart different from the will to receive for myself?
The desire to receive for oneself can be in a person, and he doesn't even discover that he has such a desire. That's wrong. But being broken, it means that he already feels his shattering and that he wants to correct it. That's the difference between a broken desire and a desire that's merely corrupted.
I heard the connection between us is technical, not in the desires, and that acting an example from each one towards the other will awaken us to prayer. How will the acting, such an artificial thing, take us out of a technical connection to a true prayer?
To act it out more and more, and to try for the acting to be as real as possible, to go into it with your desires, aggravations, hopes, to see on the acting as something serious that shapes us, and then gradually we'll come to a state where the acting will come true.
Mark 25, how do we turn the prayer from the mouth to the heart?
To try. That the prayer that we simply utter from our mouth, that it will be more and more felt as coming from the heart. To try. How? Put a mirror in front of you and start talking. And you'll see how much it changes you. What have you done? Nothing. Try it.
Shela Mimak.
Shamak, what does it mean to ask through the ten?
What does it mean to ask through the ten? It means to turn to the Creator, to build a chain that connects me with the Creator. And that's possible only through the ten. I'm on the one end of the chain, and the Creator is on the other end of the chain. And the connection between us is the ten.
We're reading from the writings of Rabash. The article is concerning the importance of society.
It
is known that one is always among people who have no connection to the work on the path of truth. But to the contrary, always resist those who walk on the path of truth. And since people's thoughts mingle, the views of those who oppose the path of truth premate those with some desire to walk on the path of truth. Hence, there's no other solution but to establish a separate society for themselves, to be their framework, meaning a separate community that does not mingle with other people whose views differ from that society. And they should constantly evoke in themselves the issue of the purpose of society, so they will not follow the majority, because following the majority is our nature. If the society isolates itself
from the rest of the people, if they have no connection with other people in regards to spiritual matters, and their contact with them is only on corporeal matters, they will not mingle with their views, since they have no connection in matters of religion. But when a person is among religious people and begins to converse and argue with them, he immediately mingles with their views. Their views subconsciously penetrate his mind to such an extent that he will not be able to discern that these are not his own views, but what he received from the people he connected with. Therefore, in matters of work of the path of truth, one should isolate oneself from other people. This is because the path of truth requires constant strengthening, since it is against the view of the world. The view of the world is knowing and receiving, whereas the view of Torah is faith and bestowal. If one strays from that, he immediately forgets all the work of the path of truth and falls into a world of self-love. Only from a society in the form of "they helped every man and his friend" does each person in society receive the strength to fight against the view of the world. Also, we find the following in the words of the Zohar: when a person dwells in a city inhabited by evil people, he cannot keep the commandments of the Torah, and he does not succeed in the Torah. He relocates and uproots himself from there and plants himself in a place inhabited by good people, with Torah and with mitzvot, commandments. This is because the Torah is called tree. As it is written, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And man is a tree, as it is written, for the tree of the field man. And the mitzvot in the Torah are likened unto fruits. And what does it say? Only trees which thou knows that they are not trees of food, them thou may destroy, cut down, destroy from this world and cut down from the next world. For this reason, one must uproot himself from the place where there are wicked, for he will not be able to succeed there in Torah and mitzvot, and plant himself elsewhere among righteous, and he will succeed in Torah and mitzvot. And man, whom the Zohar compares to the tree of the field, suffers like the tree of the field from bad neighbors. In other words, we must always cut down the bad weeds around us that affect us, and we must also keep away from bad environments and from people who do not favor the path of truth. We need a careful watch so as to not be drawn to follow them. This is called isolation. When one has thoughts of the single authority called bestowal, and not public authority, which is self-love. This is called two authorities, the Creator's authority and one's own authority. Now we can understand what our sages said. Rav Yehuda said, Rav said, Adam HaRishon was heretic. as it is written, and the Lord called unto man and said unto him, Where art thou? Where has thy heart gone? In Rashi's interpretation, heretic refers to the tendency towards idol worship, and in the commentary of Etz Yosef, it is written, when it writes, where has thy heart gone? It is hearsay, as it is written, that ye got not about after your own heart. This is hearsay, when his heart leans towards the other side. But all this is very perplexing. How can it be said that Adam Rishon was inclined towards idolatry? Or according to Etz Chaim, Etz Yosef commentary, that he is in the formas that he go not about your own heart. Is it heresy? According to what we learn about the work of God, that it is solely about the aim to bestow. If a person works in order to receive, this work is foreign to us, for we need to work only to bestow. And he took everything in order to receive. This is the meaning of what he said, that he failed in go not about after your own heart. In other words, he could not take the eating from the tree of knowledge in order to bestow, but receive the eating from the tree of knowledge in order to receive. This is called heart. Meaning, the heart wishes only to receive for self-gratification. And this was the sin of the tree of knowledge. To understand this matter, see the introduction to the book Panim Masbirot. And from this we can understand the benefits of society. It can introduce a different atmosphere, one of working only in order to bestow.
It's interesting what he says here about isolation. It says that he is under the authority of the One in terms of his thoughts.
That I'm constantly connected to the Creator as the only force conducting my life and everything in my mind and in my heart.
When a Kabbalist writes, when he says, that religion, there are many different religions in the world, different spiritual teachings, so not to open ourselves up to that either and only keep ourselves on this path with our society.
Right. Even more you need to run from them, from running from regular religious people, because religious people have no matter of connection. And if you connect to people who have some kind of method to connect something special, supposedly, so that's a problem. That's a problem. That you are in your method of connection and they are in their method of connection. Let's say fascists. For example, fascio is connecting together. Let's say plants and they become into one. That's what that Italian word means. And that's why you don't have contact with them. They connect in order to succeed or suppress the others, and you connect to others in order to succeed in serving the others, loving the others. It's something completely different.
Вот
More duty.
He says here that the thoughts of people intermingle. But we're in a kind of period where we need to interact with the public, to listen to the opinion of people, to respond. How do you protect yourself from it?
There's a difference by being connected to my ten, to be there as one man and one heart, and me connected to the broad public in order to aim them to be connected between them in somewhat, at least, somehow. It's a big difference because between us and the group, there's a spiritual connection, and if our friends and if the people that we go out to in order to explain what Kabbalah is to them, that they are still maybe just starting to connect us, so there's no spiritual connection there. There it's just information. So that's no problem. You can still go and talk to them, and it won't affect you.
Different thoughts in general, the different crazy ideas of the world, so you can't absorb?
No, I don't see it's affecting me.
Why are you not affected by it? A person is influenced by anything from that comes from the environment.
I read what's written on the internet, all kinds of things. I try to be updated, but it doesn't affect me because, to begin with, I have self-convincing that I'm higher than them. How can a big person be affected by little children? Only in order to serve them, to help them grow correctly.
So when you really read and you intermingle with different other materials that exist in the world, how do you protect yourself?
I don't take seriously, really seriously, anything they're saying, and his heart will be higher in the ways of the Lord.
And that this would protect a person?
Yeah, how can I get someone's opinion? If it's a doctor saying something and about something happening in the world, so I'll listen. But just like that, opinions, what about life? No.
But can't it permeate you because the thoughts, until you lose, you start thinking that their thought is your thought?
No. To begin with, I put myself on a higher degree than them. Not that I'm proud about it. I understand where they are getting their opinions from and where the wisdom of Kabbalah gets its opinions from. And that's why I don't have any problem to get any viruses from them. We see, as much as they're all mistaking, and they're all in all kinds of thoughts and different solutions that contradict. So I don't think it disturbs. Today in the world, where there's so many opinions and streams, and I don't think there's any danger if a person is a bit more established on the path that it can deviate him.
Ken.
I'm not getting into that.
About Psalms. What should be the intention while reading Psalms? What do we want to receive through King David and pass on to everyone?
There's no higher than Psalms. King David was the general Malchut today too. I mean, he is the general Malchut, and what he wrote was all of the man that could be raised from the general Malchut to Keter, to the Creator. That's why we don't have anything greater than the Book of Psalms. I really recommend reading it daily.
So,
with what intention should we read it?
That it will change us and take care of us and correct us.
Tomorrow is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. What should we focus our prayer on?
Tomorrow is the eve of Yom Kippur, and what do we need? To think how we change and reach the form that the Creator wants to see us in. That's it. It's a day of checking, of forgiveness, and in this way we have to go through it. So thank you everybody, and we'll advance towards this special day. The Day of Atonement, it's special by that many people in the world think of corrections, of forgiveness, of receiving forgiveness from above, and not to sin anymore, and we also can be together with them. It's good if we will think how we can be in order to bestow and come closer to one another with love. Good luck to you all, and all the best.